It's the stuff of science fiction horror movies. A live vaccine that's meant to shield the carrier combines with another vaccine to form an even deadlier virus. Australian scientists have discovered two lethal new strains were created by live vaccines after they studied several recent outbreaks of chicken respiratory virus across southeast Australia. Their research, to be published in the journal Science Today, has prompted authorities to review vaccine use in animals. They say humans are not at risk. Michael Vincent reports.
Chicken respiratory virus, ILT, can lead to birds dying in a pool of bloody mucus. Now vaccines that were meant to protect them have instead led to their deaths. Dr. Joanne Devlin is a lecturer in veterinary public health epidemiology at the Asia Pacific Centre for Animal Health.
These new strains were formed by recombination from the different vaccine strains, and that they were actually more virulent than the vaccine strains that gave rise to them. And this is something that we've never before seen in the field.
Live vaccines, that is ones that have a weaker version of the virus, are quite commonly used in animals. Co-researcher Professor Glenn Browning says other creatures could also be under threat.
We suspect that this sort of event could potentially happen in other animal species as well, and with other viruses in addition to infectious meningitis virus. And so we believe that what we've seen here has potentially got wider implications than just this particular disease in poultry.
The Australian Pesticides and Veterinary Medicines Authority is now consulting with industry to control the use of these vaccines. Despite their grim findings for the poultry industry, the researchers are convinced there's no potential for humans to be affected by these chicken respiratory viruses. Live attenuated vaccines are still used for humans and include polio, measles, mumps, rubella, chickenpox and rabies. Professor Ian Gust is from the Department of Microbiology and Immunology at the University of Melbourne.
The one in which you would be particularly vigilant about the possibilities of recombination is the live attenuated influenza vaccine.
And he says the failure of viruses to combine and attack the world's population, such as the virulent H5N1 bird flu and human flu, should be reassuring.
If you take both the northern and the southern hemisphere into account, we've had 20 flu seasons since the emergence of that virus. We've got a global population of about 7 billion people, and it hasn't happened. It's not to say that it can't happen on theoretical grounds, but you'd have to say that the chance is probably about the same as being kicked to death by a duck.
Professor Ian Gust from the Department of Microbiology and Immunology at the University of Melbourne.